And we are back. Happy New Year. Today is the 7th of January and welcome to Heart of Worship. The last time I worshipped with my worship family was in 2018, just before Christmas. And so I took the Christmas period off to be with my family, like wholeheartedly, no ministrations, no nothing. I was with my family. And so it is so good to be back with my Heart of Worship family. Thank you so much for your patience and your love and your consistency over 2018. It is amazing that you trusted the God in me to lead you in worship. And so I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Welcome to your new year. Welcome to 2019. Let's get this show on the road. And with all that said, we're going to continue from where we left off. And our verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. Family, and it says this. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Yes, Lord. And so, eternal Father and God of all peoples, help us see more clearly the spiritual, eternal, and real world of the unseen. Father, we are not seeking novelty, nor are we on some quest for the bizarre. Father, we only want to know you, your truth and your character, so we may more appropriately display them to others. Help them come find you in the world of the unseen. Please grant us greater success at reaching others, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, today is Monday. And we use our Mondays to thank God. And I want you to thank God for seeing you through another year. I want you to thank God for allowing you to wake up this morning and listen to this podcast. I want you to thank God for who God is. I want you to boast in your God, your provider, your shelter, your comforter, your joy, your love, your peace. The God that turned your sorrow into joy and turned your pain into strength. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who sees and knows all. The God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. The Alpha and the Omega. Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim, El Gabor. That is the God that we serve. And so right now, I want you to begin to lift up your voice with gratitude in your heart. And I want you to thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for who He is. Thank Him for being God. Thank Him for the miracle signs and wonders that He's about to perform this year. Thank Him. Father, we just want to thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your Son. We thank You for the victories that are won this year. We thank You for increasing our faith. We thank You for increasing our trust. We thank You, Father God, for being consistent. We thank You for Your faithfulness, for Your kindness. We thank You, Father God, for being a righteous God. We thank You, Father God, for being the example that we need. And so, Father God, we thank You for sending Your only begotten Son to die for us. We thank You, Father God, because You are God. We thank You, Father God, because You sit on the throne and Your Son sits at Your right hand. Father God, we thank You for the moon and the stars and the sun. We thank You for the planets that revolve around the earth. Father God, we thank You for the intricacy, Father God, that creates this earth, Father God, or that holds this earth together. Father God, we may not see all and we may not understand all, but Father God, what we do understand is that You are a mighty God. You are an almighty God. You are the God that answered by fire. And You are a God that cannot be contested. Father God, no one compares to You. No one comes close to You. And so, Father, we know we serve the one true living God.
Yeah, for He has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all.
Jesus Christ has won it all. Father, we come to you right now humbly before your throne. Colossians 3:17, it says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Shandar. loss for me, Father, you are still God. Father, you are the God even within a loss. You are the God even within a grief. You are a God even within a heartbreak. Father, you are a great, great God. Go on, for the next minute, you're not going to hear my voice. I just want you to give him all the glory. I want you to give him all the honor. And I want you to give him all the adoration. And I want it to come from the depth of your heart. Romans 7:25 says, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." There are certain things you may face this week, but I want you to place that in the palm of God's hands right now, because he will deliver you. He will bring you through. You will come out the other side, and you will come out stronger than you've ever been. And because of that, give thanks to your God. Jesus Christ, he reigns. He sits on the right hand of our Father. And so go ahead and just thank him for delivering you through various things that may happen this week. Things may break down, things may not look the way they need to look, but you have a God who holds you in the palm of his hand. You have a God that knows you by name. You have a God that knows every fiber on your body, every follicle. He placed, the Bible says he knew you before you were even wombed, and so, before you were even born, sorry, and so, says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So God already knew that you were going to face certain circumstances and you were going to go through different circumstances, but he wants you to persevere and give thanks in all of that. There is something in thanksgiving. There is something about being grateful that God appreciates and God loves. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so, Father, we praise your holy name. Heavenly Father, for granting yet another day in our life and for being with us every step of the way. Thank you for the many blessings that you have provided and the love and fellowship that we have with friends and family that in your grace you have placed in our lives. Father, our heart is so thankful for all the many blessings that we enjoy day by day. And today, we once again are reminded that your mercies are new every morning and your faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Thank you that we have been brought into your family and have been made a child of God and a citizen of heaven. Words cannot express our love and devotion to you, God. We pray that you would watch over us as we go about our day and even as we lay our head down tonight. Father God, we ask that you give us a blessed day and a restful night so that when we wake up tomorrow morning, we are refreshed in body and spirit and we are ready to go into your will. Guard all those that we love and may we grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In days that lie ahead, we ask this in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you're new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Thank you for joining us on this day. I would love for you to reach out to me. So if you are on Instagram, DM me and send me a message on Instagram at JCMay and just let me know that you are worshiping with us for the first time. Thank you guys for those who have done that in the past. It has been absolutely amazing getting to know some of you via DMs and seeing so many people from around the world listening to this. It's so heartwarming. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is the Call Worship Service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. Doors open at 7:30. If you would love to be there, please go to my Instagram at JCMay and purchase your tickets. I am looking forward to worshiping with you all in less than a month. Literally, we are, I think, 4 weeks away from a spectacular night in God's presence, a spectacular night in at his feet, a spectacular night just having answered prayers. And so I am so looking forward to worshiping with you all on the 1st of February. So if you are around in East London, the nearest station is Leighton High Street or Walthamstow. So if you are around the area, there is parking after 6:30. It is free, but doors open at 6:30. And I cannot wait to worship with you all. Once again, the tickets are in the link in my bio at JCMay on Instagram. Please, 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 please go get your tickets. There are about 20 left. And so if you want to be a part of this amazing experience, go get your tickets. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. I love you, family. Stay blessed. Until tomorrow. Bye.